Mic check. Solo dolo tonight, riding solo dolo. Brother Timothy is in here in spirit, but had a service call. Y'all know he hard at work. Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream podcast. I'm at Kenneth Jenks. Everywhere, Twitter, Instagram. We got a Instagram page at BLK_coffee. Episode 62. We're going to call it 61A. It's not a real episode when Brother Timothy, when it's just one of us. But it's been a few weeks. So I just wanted to get in here and holler at the people, holler at our listeners. You all, thank you very much for still rocking with us. Just get a few things out in the open, and we'll probably continue them when we have a full host and co-host. But again, Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream. Oops. Ooh. There we go.
Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream podcast.
Yes. So let me get into it right quick. I won't hold you too long. It's hard to do a show with just, you know, one person, but I'm here and I'm going to act like I'm talking to you, which I am. At Kenneth Jenks, Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream, available everywhere where you can listen to podcasts. There won't be a YouTube or Facebook Live, so just put us in the search engine wherever you listen to your podcast. This will be available. First things first, I have not seen Bad Boys 3. I plan on going to see it. It's just, honestly, I don't want to fight the crowds. Congrats to Martin and Will Smith. Successful movie. Everybody that I respect have said it's a great movie. It's been a long time since Bad Boy 2, so they got it in, and I want to say they did over 100 million, you know, first week. So very successful show, successful movie. I have not seen it yet. So it's not too much more I could say. I'm just trying to outline what's been going on in the culture. Our president is on trial. We've already spoke about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. So we took keeping an eye on that. The last episode we did, getting local, the last episode we did, we talked about our local school district wanting to swap buildings. And there was a underused building, Garden Hills, that's kind of for underprivileged children, not doing well, not testing well. And then there's a International Prep Academy where they're, you know, teaching in bilingual languages, probably Spanish. So they want to swap the buildings because they're trying to grow their curriculum. Well, the day after we recorded, Unifor Superintendent Susan Zola announced that the proposed swap of buildings was off. So I don't know if per se that's a victory for the Garden Hills building. I would say from a building and facility standpoint, it's definitely a victory. International Prep Academy is an older building, window air conditioners, probably a hot gym. So it probably would not have been a good experience for those children to go from their modern building to an older, crappy building. So now Garden Hills needs to fill some of those seats, get some, you know, enthusiastic staff members that are that want to be there and want to help out. Maybe some mentors to help some of the children, and just be proactive and not reactive. You know, we don't need all the warriors to come out when, you know, they're really trying to, you know, take something from them. There was an article in the News Gazette, and I really wanted to get Brother Timothy's take on it. We spoke about it. A lot of people that were out in to support the Garden Hills community had some very harsh things to say, accused some of the board members, some of the administration of racist practices. I'm not going to say racist, but there was some undertone. I'm not sure what context I'm using that in, but I agree there was some undertone in just the whole, the way it all went down. But my thing about that is, don't come out and say that afterwards. And if they did say it during the process, where there was a risk of, you know, rubbing the powers that be the wrong way, kudos. But if you said it afterwards, after the decision had been rendered, that's, to me, that's kind of, you know, Bush League. It's just like, no, say it when, you know, accuse them of that when it's still in the balance. So if indeed it was said when the decision had not been reached, then, like I said, kudos. But, you know, you could have saved that, you know, if indeed you made those statements after the decision had been rendered. I know some people will say, well, it's not wise to do that. Yeah, no, it's not. But since you got what you wanted, the children, the Garden Hills students can remain in their building, then, hey, take the victory. And now we have to worry about how we're going to educate these children and make Garden Hills an attractive place for children to go. I said it last episode. I sent my children to one of those underprivileged schools, and I wouldn't do it again. So that is kind of, you know, a conundrum. That's one of my new words I've learned. Is really a conundrum, because you want to be down for the cause. You want to, you know, be amongst your people, but when you know that your children aren't benefiting, when you know that your children can be in a better environment and prosper, you just can't take that risk. And, you know, but we just have to be reactive. I mean, I'm here to support whenever I can, but my top priority is what's in my house. And I know a lot of people feel that way as well. So, again, I commend Dr. Zola for, you know, just putting an end to all the hoopla and just not dragging this thing out and not allowing it to happen. But there's still work to be done. There's definitely some work to be done. And I would love to hear what my co-host has to say about it. We talked about it, and, you know, we always just say, hey, you know, we're going to save some of our opinions for the podcast. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have even spoke on it, but again, I just wanted to, you know, give you an update, since we did say we were going to be following this, and it has been 2 weeks. So we'll touch on it briefly, you know, when we get together again. But, you know, we just wanted to, I just wanted to, you know, keep you informed, throw out an opinion, and we'll conclude it next time we're together. Salute to Brother Timothy, though. You know, that's my boy, and you know, his commitment, his, you know, sometimes when I send him certain things, and, you know, I've been knowing him for 25 years, and it's not something that may not interest him, but he reads the articles, he watches the videos, he comes in here ready to, you know, have an opinion on it. And so, you know, I sat here for about 15, 20 minutes and just said, am I going to record something? And I just, because of you all, the listeners, I just felt like I'm going to give you something until we can get back together again. But, you know, Brother Timothy is, you know, I can't imagine myself doing this without him too many times. But, you know, we have had, you know, some droughts of doing episodes. So, you know, that's that. I'm not going to dwell on that, but, but yeah, so salute to Garden Hill, salute to Unit 4 for doing the right thing. Maybe in the future they can handle it a little bit better, but the right thing was done. So salute to all parties involved, salute to the people that called them on their shit, you know, and that's just the best way to put it. You called them on their shit, they listened, and so now we can go into the next phase. How are we going to fill those 200 seats? How are we going to, you know, educate these kids and give them the same opportunities that some of the other elementary schools, you know, are getting and attracting the teachers and the staff. So salute to all those parties involved. You know, moving right along. I said earlier, I didn't see Bad Boys, but I do have Netflix. And I did watch the Aaron Hernandez three-part special. And I would like to share my thoughts on that. It definitely was a hot topic on social media. I think a lot of people, not just sports people, but just a lot of people in general. Watched it, had an opinion on it. There were so many subplots, so many different things that happened. I know a lot of people, including myself, came to a lot of conclusions after watching it, had a lot of opinions. It was riveting. It was something that when you started watching it, you just had to watch all three parts. You weren't going to just not watch part two after seeing part one, or not watch part three after watching part two. So it was they did a good job with it. There are some things that I 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4 in my opinion. I will get into that right now. So as we all know, Aaron Hernandez was a football player for the New England Patriots. He hung himself in prison. Convicted of a murder, and just the Netflix special just really highlighted just different things in his life that, in my opinion, Netflix tried to paint a picture of what caused his behavior. And as somebody on this show that has been transparent about being in therapy, being having some different, you know, things go on, you know, with my family, Aaron's father was, you know, a very strong-willed father. He seemed like he he led his household with an iron fist or iron sword, if that's the correct saying. So, you know, very structured, very strict, a man's man. It appeared that Aaron saw a lot of abuse, experienced a lot of abuse mentally and physically. I guess his pops, you know, put the hammer down, you know, verbally, physically, probably emotionally. And so, you know, it seemed like he was, you know, he was, you know, impacted by that. So when Aaron was 16, his father was going in for a routine hernia surgery. He didn't make it out. He passed. So Aaron was 16 when his dad died. No sooner than his dad was buried, his mom ended up stealing his Aaron's cousin's husband. So I guess his mom ended up stealing her niece's husband. Moved him in the house. No structure. So Aaron pretty much was staying over his cousin's house, who just lost her husband. So it seemed like they had this mutual heartbreak, per se. Aaron lost his father. His cousin Tanya lost her husband to her aunt, practically. So they was just doing their thing, guess smoking weed, you know, probably messing with, you know, girls and boys. And that, you know, I guess that's another dilemma. Aaron supposedly had a homosexual relationship with a high school quarterback. And so that's the thing, that 2 + 2 didn't equal 4 to me. And I'm not saying that the relationship didn't happen. But it was in high school. And if Netflix is going to do this special, then they're going to pay some other guy on the Patriots that really had nothing, that wasn't on record saying anything about him having a relationship with Aaron. Or it was just one person that has come forward to say, yes, we had a relationship. And now, you know, years later, now all of a sudden that has, he was conflicted all of a sudden. It's like, I can't buy that. I think the trauma of losing his father, the lack of structure, just not really dealing with, you know, that grief, and, you know, more grief as his cousin's husband is now like his stepdad. And, you know, I think that played more of a part of his downward spiral, because now there wasn't any structure, even though his dad wasn't perfect and was abusive, according to the documentary or the series. There was still a little bit of, there was still some structure. There was still some, you know, accountability. He was definitely, his father made sure that there was some accountability, and that was completely evaporated after he passed away. And so again, I just don't think the experimentation in high school, and I'm just assuming that it was just in high school, because if Netflix is shelling out hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars to do this, and there was somebody else, I'm maybe assuming that, you know, that person would come forward and say, hey, you know, I had a relationship with Aaron well after, you know, when he was in the NFL or at Florida or wherever, and that didn't happen. So to be conflicted, maybe, you know, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychiatrist or whatever, but I just don't think, you know, just experiment with somebody in high school and nothing came up again, you know, and he has a girlfriend and a child, and it's just like, man, if you're gay, you're not attracted to women. That's what being gay means. If that, you know, you're not attracted to women. So that just two plus two didn't equal four in that instance to me. So but of course he gets to college, you know, has some run-ins, has some issues, gets to the NFL, you know, went to college in Florida. He's from Bristol, Connecticut, so he went away to college, but then he gets drafted back to the Patriots, which is close by Connecticut where he lives, where he's from. So now all of the things that he got away from college, now he's back in that same environment. So now he's closer to his mom. He's closer to his sister. He's back in his element. So it just appeared that things just spiraled out of control. He just had a temper, and you know, some of the things that really made this documentary really riveting is the calls from when he was locked up, the calls to his girlfriend, the calls to his mom, the calls to his friends. It just, you couldn't read him. Like, it, you know, sometimes to me, it just sounded like he was at peace locked up, you know, like it didn't faze him that he was facing some very serious charges. But you know, it just spiraled out of control. You know, the guy Odin Lloyd, that was dating his sister's. Odin Lloyd was dating Aaron's girlfriend's sister, so they probably became friends. That's probably how they became friends. So, if I'm dating, you know, someone and she has a sister and the sister's dating somebody, you know, you try to bring them around. Hopefully they hit it off. It appeared they hit it off. They got high together. It seemed like that was, you know, really a sticking point that Aaron liked to smoke weed, which doesn't surprise me. Played a very violent sport. And, you know, even the highlights in the documentary, he took a lot of hits, had a lot of concussions, even in high school. So, you know, not surprising that weed is something that he partook in quite frequently. So, you know, I just think that, you know, just kind of having this Odin Lloyd guy in his life, you know, because they're dating the sisters, it appeared that, you know, they was cool. And you know, but one thing I'll say, you know, when they talked about the Odin Lloyd murder, Aaron was a horrible criminal. He was a horrible criminal. You leave, you know, you go get gum. That's on surveillance. You know, you got the gum that was at the scene. You had a rental car. You turned the rental car in with shell casings. You had a home security system. You destroy some of the video. But then some of the video that you kept, you're seen with a gun. Your wife is captured on the surveillance, destroying some of the evidence when they, you know, including what cops are saying was the murder weapon. So, I mean, if people saying like they don't think he did, like, nah, he did that shit. He was a horrible criminal. It was just too much. Smoke, you know, there was definitely fire where that smoke was. He did that shit. Then one night it said that, you know, he smoked two people because they spilled a drink on. They was dancing, you know, kicking it, and, you know, spilled a drink on him. And he was captured on surveillance in a SUV leaving a parking garage. You know, was seen, you know, shooting them at a light, had the SUV camped down his sister's garage. I mean, at his cousin's garage, the same cousin that lost her husband, Tanya. And just when they found that, you know, their star witness was a guy that, you know, definitely wasn't credible. Definitely, you know, the second attorney just chewed him up and spit him out. So I could see why he got off, but you know, it was just too much. You know, he did that one as well. It was just the prosecution just got out lawyered. But so basically, to conclude my Aaron Hernandez soliloquy, he thought once he beat the second case, he was still working on the appeal for the first case of the Alden Lloyd. So he says, if I kill myself, I will technically not be a convicted murderer. So then New England would give me the bonus, or they would give me the money that I had signed for. And, you know, I technically would not be a convicted, convicted of murder. So he ultimately took his life. They checked his brain, and I guess his brain was, you know, with the CTE, all the hits, all the trauma, all the, you know, whatever he went through. They said his brain was of that of, I think, 70, 80 or 90 year old person. So he was crazy. Now, I don't want to say he was crazy, but his brain had deteriorated to that point. So, yeah, excuse that crazy term was not the right term to use. I apologize for that. That was interesting. Like I said, it will keep your attention. As much as I said, as much as I've divulged about that, you can still watch it, and I'm not doing it justice. Again, I think I've touched on a few things that I feel were things that I got out of the piece. But some things just aren't adding up, and I do believe he committed those crimes. I do believe he was just not a good criminal, you know, just didn't think things out. His temper got the best of him, and just kind of sad. I don't feel bad for him, but you know, it's just, to me, it's just, we just got to encourage our people to get help. You know, when we lose people, when we go through grief, when things don't go our way, we can't just bottle this stuff up. And even Aaron told his mom in one of the calls, you know, you effed me up, you fucked me up, like, you don't even know your son, you know, and that's real. Like, you have to have these conversations. You have to be able to allow people to express their feelings, you know, even in relationships, even, you know, when you get with your girl. Like, you know, women are really, you know, good and do a great job of wanting their feelings and being able to put their feelings out in the open. And men, we're just taught by nature, you know, man up, you know, it's a sign of weakness. But you just have to, you know, tell people how they make you feel. And, you know, he wasn't able to do that. And, you know, to his own mother, and it was one of the things that I think contributed to the downward spiral. You know, the lack of structure, the superstardom, just not being held accountable in a lot of places. It was just a lot of things that that I took from this. You know, when Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, came and testified, he you know, if you notice during the trials, he wouldn't look, he would look straight ahead, but he looked like five or six times to, you know, see Kraft, the guy that gave him the money, that signed his checks. And when Kraft walked in, he didn't even look at him. He was just, you know, so disappointed in him, like, you know, you betrayed me. You know, a lot of the, you know, Aaron was paranoid. I think that's why he installed the surveillance system. So, you know, there were some rumblings that the old Lloyd guy knew about Aaron's past and his, you know, dealing with men romantically. And, you know, but to me, it didn't make sense, you know. And also, it just, if you beat the double murder and you're working on the appeal for the old Lloyd case, why would you hang yourself before that, you know, appeal had been denied or granted? So it's just a lot of questions. You know, I would love to dialogue with some people about it, but and I will reiterate what I just said. As much as I'm talking about this, if you haven't seen it, watch it. And, you know, everything that I'm saying will not ruin your experience watching this documentary. I guarantee you that it won't. But that's all I have on the Aaron Hernandez special. That's something that I watched. Definitely going to get out to go see Bad Boys 3. Shout out to Martin and Will. I did listen to some of their press run. I did see the Breakfast Club interview. I did watch their interview with Sway. So salute to them for, you know, taking that, taking those interviews with black media outlets. That was huge of them. And you know, Martin and Will, that's the culture, you know, from the Fresh Prince, the rapper, to the show and Martin's show and Martin's stand-up comedy. You know, that was huge. So that, you know, all these years, not forgetting where they came from, that's just, you know, that's just, to me, that was just special for them. And I'm just happy for their success with the movie, and just the fact that they were able to get back together, schedules worked out so they could actually shoot it and bring it back out. I'm not a movie guy. It just seemed like I always fall asleep in the theater, but I'm gonna definitely go support and, you know, help the numbers stay, you know, help them stay number one more than the first week. So, but that's that, I don't know what else. Tyler Perry, you know, has said that he hated playing Madea. You know, that's interesting. He didn't, you know, that was just, you know, he took one for the team to get to where he is now. So I can respect it. I can respect it. That's definitely something that me and Brother Timothy spoke about, that, you know, we definitely want to dialogue about that. And, you know, is it, did he sell his soul for money? Or, you know, like, I don't think so, but I definitely want to dialogue back and forth with somebody. And I don't know how Brother Timothy feels about it, but, you know, that was something that we were supposed to, that's something we're going to have to get in here and dialogue about and really just enjoy the different dynamics of how Tyler Perry came to, you know, being a successful mogul. You know, he has his own pretty much he has his own Hollywood, you know, he has his own studios, and some Bad Boy was shot at his studio. So I can respect it. You know, I definitely want to dedicate this episode, even though I'm solo dolo, I want to dedicate this episode to Shantez Young, RIP, died in a car accident a few weeks ago. Funeral was this past Saturday. That would be the 19th, I believe, or the 18th, January 18th and 19th. Had a great homegoing funeral. I think, yeah, January 18th was his homegoing. I went to the visitation, him and his cousin. They were first cousins, so they just had a group visitation, just one funeral for two gentlemen. So I didn't know Rodney Young. He was 37, here from Champaign, staple in the community. A lot of people knew him, a lot of people loved him. Same for Shantez. Just rest up for them brothers. They had a lot of support, family, friends. So their family and friends, we definitely praying for y'all. I wasn't at the funeral, but I heard that, the pastor that eulogized the gentleman did an awesome job. And, a lot of people were saying, his message was you can't control when you are born, you can't control when you're gone, but that dash, work that dash. So, a lot of people taking that message, they working that dash, and so that's what's up. And that's pretty much, what we can do. Again, I want to give a shout out to my guy OJ Harrison, high school coach at Danville Schlarman, varsity girls. Got two big wins, one against Bismarck Henning and another one against Champaign Central. Got the girls playing well. He listens to the podcast. Last Thursday, normally when we record, I had to go support him. He's, a real good friend of mine. Just didn't feel right that I hadn't been to a game this year. And we talk all the time. I know you listen. So I just want to, just let the people know that, you're doing your thing. You know, the girls are, playing some of their best ball. And, I was in the building a couple of times, got to check out a couple of games, and just want you to know that I, support you. Our local TV station, Channel 3 WCIA, shout out to them. They went out and did a special on the squad, and, y'all responded. So shout out to my guy OJ. I know we'll be catching the rap later. Glad I've been able to come out and support. That's that. I want to also give a shout out to, a former guest on my show, on the show, Sean Livingston. This past Monday on Martin Luther King Day, in his hometown of town of Peoria, just got a street named after him. So he was, back in Peoria getting a Sean Livingston of, newly retired Golden State Warriors. I don't remember what episode he was on, but we called him in, had a great talk. He just got a street named after him this Monday by his old high school. So he's been back in Peoria for a couple of days and, dealing with the cold. But just want to give him a shout out for getting the street named after him. Made a funny opening remark saying normally people that get streets named after them are people that die. But you have definitely earned it and deserved it. And shout out to the people in Peoria for giving you your flowers and letting you smell them while you can still smell them, you know, as much deserved, bias or not, that's definitely something that you deserve. You know, despite all your success, you've always reached back to Peoria, your town, and this is, you know, you deserve this. I saw your family, your children. excuse me. Saw your family and children were there, and it was just a sight to see. And I just want to thank you personally. I know you share some of the episodes. Hopefully you listen. If you don't, it's all love, because I definitely want to thank you for, you know, just letting me, just taking me on your journey, you know, from tickets to, you know, dinners and just access, text messages, just classified information that I can never repeat. But, you know, I just appreciate the journey you allowed me to go on for 15 years as an NBA player, somebody that loves sports and loves basketball in particular, just to have that inside access per se to somebody that's in the locker room, that's in that business, like that just pretty much completed my ambition as a fan. And so nothing but love and gratitude and, you know, congrats on that. I know we'll be getting you on in the future. We've talked about it. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. But other than that, guys, I just, like I said, wanted to get in here and give you a little something. I don't know what else I don't want to drag it out. This is Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream. I'm going to call this 61A or 61B. Episode 61B. Brother Timothy is out doing a service call, Floater Roof Construction. Check him out on Facebook, Brother Timothy Muhammad. If you need anything, he'll come see you, especially if you're in this parts of the country, in the Midwest, Mississippi. But, you know, he out on a service call, but I just said, you know, I'll get in here and give y'all what you want. So this is Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream. This will be everywhere, most notably Apple Podcasts, Google Music Play, Spreaker, Overcast, iHeart, TuneIn, just put it in the search engine, Black Coffee, K-N-O-W. They got to know the sugar, K-N-O-W, know the cream. At Kenneth Jinx is my social media on Twitter, Instagram. Even just put in Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream, or on my bio, on the bio on Instagram. You can find out everywhere where the top places where you can listen. Again, this will not be on YouTube this week. I don't have a camera set up. My iPad didn't charge it, so we weren't going to put it on Facebook Live or YouTube this week. Apologize for our YouTube viewership, but I may drop the audio. But Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream, episode 61B. That's what I'm going to call it. Just getting in here and giving the people a little something for the week, and hopefully, we can get back to our regularly scheduled program next week with two co-hosts, and get it in. You know, Brother Timothy got the one-liners and that, you know, just, it's just not the same without you, brother. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to dwell on it, but, This is just not, I did it, but it's just not, it don't feel right. You know, hopefully you all find a little enjoyment out of it. Leave comments, you know, comment on our Facebook page. If there's something you want to suggest. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everybody that tunes in when we drop. We appreciate you. And until next time, may peace be unto you. And I'll say it for Brother Timothy. Assalamu alaikum.
Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talk.
Yes, sir. Black coffee, no sugar.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream podcast.
There you have it. Peace.